Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Reassurance is knowing our pensions will be supporting you in the years ahead. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension today.
Now, the long-running feud between US President Donald Trump and the chair of the US Federal Reserve, Jerome Powell, is heading to court. It's also causing a stir on the floor of the Senate as well. The US Department of Justice is launching a criminal probe into the Federal Reserve chair over building renovations costs. It's alleged that he misled Congress. That's what's at the heart of that probe. In the Senate today, US senators, Republican senators, significantly have pledged that they would block President Donald Trump's nominations to the US Federal Reserve, and also a number of former heads of the Fed have come out and have condemned the moves to prosecute him. The US Senate Banking Committee Republican Kevin Cramer says that Powell is no criminal, and he called for a quick end to the probe to restore confidence in the Fed. It's a sign that US senators are becoming concerned about the impact this might have on the dollar. Now, in a highly unusual move, Jerome Powell spoke to the media last night about this probe into him.
This new threat is not about my testimony last June or about the renovation of the Federal Reserve buildings. It is not about Congress's oversight role. The Fed, through testimony and other public disclosures, made every effort to keep Congress informed about the renovation project. Those are pretexts. The threat of criminal charges is a consequence of the Federal Reserve setting interest rates based on our best assessment of what will serve the public, rather than following the preferences of the president. This is about whether the Fed will be able to continue to set interest rates based on evidence and economic conditions, or whether instead monetary policy will be directed by political pressure or intimidation.
All right, Jerome Powell there, chair of the Federal Reserve. So why should you care about this high finance in the US? Well, for the why Irish people should be concerned angle, I'm joined now by David W. Higgins, independent economist. David, good evening to you.
Good evening, Colin.
To date, Trump has stuck with name-calling, referring to Powell as Mr. Too Late, calling him a knucklehead, the usual kind of brickbats. But this has escalated now. President Trump says the probe has nothing to do with him, a criminal prosecution being mounted by the Justice Department in the US, and these over these building renovation costs, which cost around $2.5 billion, which Jerome Powell is being blamed for, and also for misleading Congress. So the allegation goes.
Yeah, so all of these legal manoeuvres, you know, neither of us from the vantage point in Ireland can give a good read on whether they're legitimate, whether they will lead ultimately to, you know, Powell being prosecuted or whatever. But the launching of them has the clear motive that Powell has said, which is to steer the Federal Reserve towards keeping interest rates low and even lower, regardless of whether that is good for the US economy or not. And the key thing you end up with if you don't raise interest rates is you may end up with inflation, right? So inflation is the key thing to think about here. If inflation were to come along in a big way, and you know, you do tariffs as the US has done, you're at risk of higher inflation. Normally you would raise interest rates to try and get that back down. And this pressure is to try and stop the Federal Reserve, not just now, but from ever going back to those kind of corrective policy measures.
Okay, he's gone in May anyway, Jerome Powell. He'll stay on the board, all things going as they are now, and if there's no criminal indictment before then. But he'll be gone as chair in May. He'll stay on the board. So why is the Trump administration bothering?
I think this is a part of a mix of moves that the administration has brought, not just against him, but there's another member called Lisa Cook, who is how the Fed, the US, is, the Trump administration, trying to basically take her off the board. The idea here is to be able to put such political pressure on all parts of the Federal Reserve Board that when it comes to them meeting, as they do every couple of weeks, to set interest rates, that they'll be much more favourable to what the administration is saying, i.e. to keep interest rates low. So yeah, you're right, even though with Chair Powell gone, this pressure, it looks like it'll probably continue. I wouldn't be surprised if they continue chipping away at the other Fed members, all in a way to say, look, you know, the administration is the one who really sets monetary policy here. And it's a sea change from what we've seen for the past couple of decades, where it's always been the Fed acting independently.
Okay. So, I mean, as I said at the outset there, this is not only causing concern for Jerome Powell himself and amongst former chairs of the Federal Reserve, but it appears there's a bit of a mini revolt going on in the Republican Party amongst the senators as well, who are trying to block precisely what you described there, that replacement of current board members of the Fed with Trump nominees who might be more amenable to his position. Senator Lisa Murkowski today threw her support behind another Republican, Tom Tillis's plan to block the presidential nominees. And as I said, Kevin Cramer of the US Senate Banking Committee, also a Republican, says Powell is no criminal. Why are they so concerned? What could this lead to? Are they, would you say, people have often pointed to Turkey and President Erdogan's interference in the central bank there in the setting of interest rates, that it might go that way? Or is it simply worry about the credibility of the dollar as a reserve currency?
Yeah, it's both of those things. Turkey, the example there is really the strongest, most recent example we have of where a president comes in, they basically make the central bank a tool of the wider government. But you end up with crazy inflation. So in Turkey, in by 2022, they had inflation of 85% year on year. And that's because as inflation rose, there wasn't the willingness to raise interest rates. And the comparison between Erdogan and Trump is quite strong, because Erdogan is close to construction and real estate, and he wants that sector to be buoyant, lots of activity, lots of, you know, men on sites working, building things. And Trump is from that background. So this is why his impetus, you know, he sees the US as being one large real estate construction project, whereas his own experience is just dealing with individual ones. And that's not probably the best framework to take towards a country in the way you might towards a company.
So why should Irish people be concerned?
I think this is, you know, one of the many confirmations we've had over recent years that inflation is here to stay. Now, luckily for now, we're in the Eurozone, and there is a real ultra independence to the ECB. There isn't any one leader in Europe that could even try to place political pressure on Frankfurt, on Christine Lagarde, in the way that Trump is trying to do on the administration there. But I think we will have a couple of countries over the next couple of years and decades that begin to loosen their independence as well, following the lead in a way of what the US is trying to do. And that's going to lead, I think, to a more inflationary world. And if the US is a bit more inflationary, there tends to be a pass-through back to Europe. It's very much a psychological thing. There's this idea of inflation expectations. People need to have an expectation in future where prices will go. And if people think prices go higher, it tends to be a bit self-fulfilling. So if the Americans start to think their prices are going higher, we might think the same, and the whole thing might become a bit of a notch higher on that old cost of living crisis that never really truly went away.
Okay. I mean, look, you did mention the Turkish lira there and 85% inflation, but could the same thing really happen? The dollar, it's a different beast, surely.
It is. And I think, you know, as long as you have those senators and other members of Congress looking to come in and say, look, even these initial moves against the Fed independence, you know, is not on. But, you know, never say never. I mean, all great powers that have been there in the world, you know, you go back centuries, you know, your British Empire, French, Dutch, Spanish, all used to be great, you know, dominant players in the world. And as their status, you know, lowered in the world, all kinds of monetary madness and really high debt levels and all that kind of sort of stuff can come along. And this is, I think, a sign that really there's a whole new economic world that the US is willing to venture into by doing this kind of move. Okay. And even though it's being pushed back on, you know, you can't discount that would eventually emerge.
David, thanks very much for joining us this evening. That's David W. Higgins, independent economist.